Good evening out there. I'm King Ben 56, and welcome to the DTOPodcast.org. Did I do it right?
Ben Heyman is stuttering a lot today because his Canadian internets are Canadian.
Redundancy internets.
Yeah, his internets are full of redundancy because apparently they barely work. Get it? Barely.
Barely work. Lol. Barely. I barely caught that joke. Wait, no.
I wonder how...
I barely caught that joke.
Ah, Jesus. You and your internet's being 5 minutes behind me.
It's a time zone. I'm in the future. It's Sunday morning here. It's December 30th, 12:08 a.m. I'm in the future.
Well, if the future is Canadian, we're all doomed. So, yeah, this is Ben Heyman, 56, of the DailyPOS.org, and I am, of course, KingRig56 of the DailyPOS.org, and we're going to do a podcast.
56.
Yeah, we're numero 56-0 of the DailyPOS.org, and despite Ben's internets, I'm going to push forward because I'll probably do a chunk of the podcast with a bunch of people for the new year. This is going to be the new year update.
Oh, yeah, this is the last podcast of 2007.
It'll probably be put
Sunday,
up... Go ahead.
Someday we're going to look back on these podcasts as, like, the original podcasts from the olden days.
And how shitty they were. Once again, we'll be deleting them. We'll be like, what's this shit? Oh, God, I can't believe I said that.
Kevin will be like, oh, God, delete. 2 years... In 2009, 19-year-old Krem, or wait, is 18? I don't know. How old is he?
I think he...
19-year-old Krem. He just turned 17, didn't he?
He's perpetually 12-year-old Krem.
That's true. We'll just go with 19-year-old Krem. We'll be all like, what? Bleat.
Can't believe I said this shit. Oh god, this is horrible.
I thought I knew the words to the Blues Clues song. Delete.
Oh, God. My children are going to notice this. You know what? What if our kids found Toss?
We're not having kid Rick. What are you thinking?
Well, I have a chick. I don't know about you guys. So
yeah, like, that would actually be really funny. Like, 30 years from now, all our kids go to Toss or something.
Soap will clone himself, at least.
It will always be...
Yeah, we'll have, like, 10 generations of Soaps cloning themselves and running POS.
200 years from now, future POSers will rule the world.
Or at least the Internet.
The Internet. 200 years from now, the Internet will be the world.
Everything will be Matrix-y, except there'll be, instead of Agent Smiths, there'll be POS guys.
We'll be like, the internet has to.
Oh, man. So, you apparently have new internets. This is actually your decent internets that you're talking through right now.
Yes, decent internet. I don't have to use that little Wi-Fi USB thing anymore. I don't even know where it is anymore.
So we can at least hear you. You're not breaking up and, you know, dying. But now you just stutter.
Yeah. Well, chicks dig the stutter.
You sound like you're in a really empty hallway and you're shouting things to me.
Hello, 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 hello.
Okay, so...
That's called echo, Rick.
Well, it's kind of so fast that it sounds like a stutter. The echo is so quick.
Oh. It's hyper echo.
Don. So, let's continue this podcast a little bit. I'm going to be doing a podcast first off with Ben. This is the first part of the podcast. We're going to be doing podcast with Ben. I'm going to try and snag Soap and everybody, basically. Do a chunk of podcast with everybody.
I did mailbag.
Everyone's going to do mailbag. Everyone.
How is that going to work?
We're going to have mailbags.
Do it several times.
Yeah, we're gonna do a several mailbags.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Alright. See here, I have to refresh the check mail button because Saber and Blue sent something in, but alright. Yeah, we're gonna have just a crap load of people doing podcasts with me. Let's see. I'm trying to get this
epic podcast.
It'll be the podcast for, I'll probably update this and like a bunch of other sections for the first of the year. I'll be doing like
update. W Club.
Oh God, Fireworm Club.
Littlehead Fireworm Club.
I think I'm just gonna post a giant nuclear bomb explosion and just be like, "This is dead." Okay.
And I asked Grimes if he had anything he wanted to say to the podcast, and what he had to say is, "You can lock it away, but you'll never defeat the Image Fest."
I don't like Image Fest.
I don't know what that means either.
Seriously, they're right boring. Now. They involve reading. Why do I want to read? I want to watch things. Reading is boring.
I like audio fests because I can do other things while I listen to them.
I liked audio fests too, but then GSGO went and deleted all of them. That turd.
See, image fests require you to be looking at the image fest. Video fests also require you to be looking at it and listening to it, so you can't do anything else. You're locked into the video fest. But yeah. Audio, you can like do whatever while you're doing it.
Masturbating. Eyebrows.
Yeah. You could be masturbating while you listen to Rick and Ben talk. That's what gets you off.
Oh, God. Stuttering Ben, fat. Okay. Well, I'm going to be doing about 20 minutes with each person, so...
I only jerk off to Spastator fake posts.
Oh, God. That is pretty sick. Okay.
There's Coral Mayhem for you right there.
Ben masturbating to things.
Ew.
Okay, we're going to start going into mailbag!
Mailbag!
Since this is all one big thing, I'm not gonna separate them by, like, a bunch of chunks. We're just going to do mailbag and talk a bunch and then stop. So
we just talk a bunch through mailbag anyway.
Yeah, it's just, that's podcast, us bullshitting.
Yeah. 2 hours of bullshit.
Well, not this time. I can't actually have a 2 hour per person podcast. Soap would be like, oh, this is too long. Grr.
A gig.
Okay, since you're breaking up anyway, I'm going to read the first reply.
Hooray.
This first reply is from Spatulator!
Oh, God. Why? Why is it always him?
Okay.
Why is it always... Okay.
Are you ready for the Spatulator reply?
I always have to be ready for Spatulator replies because they're always there. It's like being ready for breathing.
Okay, that's a good point right there. Okay. The question this week was, what is your favorite TV show, blah, 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 and what do you think of Spatulator posts, blah, blah, blah. Spatulator's reply is, The Office is the best show on television. No contest. Sub-question, you know what I think about Spatulator? I think people need to stop using his name for fake replies to mailbag. I'm not sure how many people really find it funny. Just stop.
That's a lie. We all know it's always him.
Yeah, it's always him.
So, The Office. I've never watched that show.
I haven't either.
I assume it has to do with an office, which is considered important enough to be the office, and that people do office-y things there.
Oh God, filing papers. Oh God. It's supposed to be wacky or hilarious.
Last night. It's comedy for people who have boring jobs in offices.
Well, if they can get a TV show, Boss could.
A Boss TV show. Rape.
It would just be anti-hero raping things.
It would be random.
The next reply is not from Spatulator. It's from Yoshi348.
Yoshi348.
He says, honestly, not a whole lot. This is my Yoshi voice, by the way. I've sort of fallen out of TV watching. I used to often watch Cartoon Network, but they're like showing live action shit now, and that is utterly retarded. So no Nielsen ratings for you. I've also been watching Game Show Network. Actually, I'm sort of a fan of them. Unfortunately, we're probably going to downgrade to basic cable at the end of the month, so I guess my TV will be like off or something. And if this doesn't have any paragraph breaks this time, there's something wrong here. Sub question. Honestly, half of those have to be fake posts at this point, especially when there's one spat reply that answers the question and then a bunch of total crap. The dick one two mail bags ago has to be anti in any case.
My reply to Yoshi is that all I heard was something about falling out of TV, and I spent the rest of the email trying to think of some TV show where somebody goes into or falls out of a TV, and all I came up with was the Pagemaster, and then it was books.
I kept picturing Yoshi348 being a giant black man.
Do we know what he looks like, or sounds like, or anything?
I heard him once, but he was really quiet, so he's a really quiet black man.
But it isn't actually confirmed what he looks like, so we can continue thinking he's a black man.
I think he's a black man with a party hat.
You know where he wears that party hat, right?
On his ass?
I'll give you a hint, he doesn't need a string to hold it up.
Fitzworth emoticon.
What?
Fitzworth emoticon.
Yeah, well.
Let's see here. Next reply. From Dr. Ano.
Dr. Ano.
And he says, Mystery Science Theater 3000 is the best show ever. If there are any pausers that are listening to this and never watch T3K, I command you to get out there and watch an episode on YouTube. I can recommend some good episodes if you're overwhelmed by the 200 episode selection. Okay, there are also TV shows that I also actually enjoy, likely to be known to the general public, such as Futurama, South Park, and Monty Python. Sub question. Spatulator is pretty cool for a guy with a Rap Central signature. Thus, I propose we split the Pausser Spatulator with the spamming mailbag spamming Spatulator into two different personalities, possibly distinguishing them whether the penultimate letter in the name is either O or E.
I've never actually watched Mystery Science Get Drunk on Whale Explains Theater 3000. I should do that sometime.
It's actually a really good show if you have 2 hours to blow.
Well, I'm on Christmas vacation, so I got free time coming out of my ears.
You know, so they riff movies, so it's going to be a long show, but if you have that time,
yeah,
then I definitely recommend it.
Huh. Yeah, isn't it just like they play crappy movies and make fun of them?
Yeah, but it's really funny, and they also do skits in the middle of them.
Oh, that's cool.
What are your thoughts on Futurama, South Park, and Monty Python?
I've never watched South Park. I watched a few of the Monty Python skits in the beginning of the movie until the version I had downloaded started crapping up and wasn't watchable. Just after the Black Knight, I think. It was pretty funny. And I watched all 5 seasons of Futurama when I was in a musical last year at school. I just sat there with my laptop in the theater and watched it when I wasn't doing anything.
There's 5 seasons of Futurama?
What?
There are that many seasons?
I think there's 5. I think so.
I did not know that. I thought there were only like 2 or 3.
No, there's at least 4, I think, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah.
The next reply is Rick at thedailypos.com.
Is that actually you or no?
No.
Oh, right, .com. I remember this. I listened to that podcast. I know about these guys.
Okay.
The doppelgangers.
Future Rick says, Yo, future me. I'm writing into Mailbag to remind you to pick up milk at the store and bring back some Taco Bell, would you? Also, if you had some rough man butt sex with me, would it be masturbation or incest? Or a paradox? Great Scott, this is heavy. I must retreat to my stupid voice layer and ponder this. Okay. My first reply is, fuck you, anti-hero.
Anti-hero was watching Back to the Future, and this is what he came up with.
This is fuck you, anti-hero. You wish you had this delicious body of mine.
My response is, why do people keep sending me invites to stupid things on Facebook?
I don't know. They just see your picture and go, he wants to go do a stupid thing. Oh, here we go. This is going to be my favorite reply.
Uh-oh.
From Ben.
Uh-oh. I have sudden recollections of something I may have written.
Okay, let's see what you've written here. Ben says, I watched some Lost on YouTube a couple months ago. That was a cool show, I guess. Sub question, Spat is a fag.
Oh, it was.
Also, Ben further writes,
so he is.
With any luck, future Ben is co-responding with Rick. So I'm going to talk some shit about Rick to get that fucker in trouble. Sucks to be you, future Ben.
Oh, shit.
Rick, you cock eater. Quick being such a fucker. You're a midget and various other insults. Yell at future Ben for this, because you can't touch me. I'm rendered impossible due to the power of time. Bwahaha.
I seriously need to learn some lessons about the possible repercussions of my actions.
Okay, so to reply to this, I'm sending current Ben, or what would be future Ben, I'm sending future Ben about 10 gigs of Hitler-related horse porn that I just so happened to find on Soap's hard drive.
Overall, a successful mailbag letter.
Fuck you, Ben. Moving on. This is a good one. I like this reply. From Junior Mailbag Spammer.
Oh.
He says, someday I'm gonna spam with the pros. Reach for that dream, motherfucker. Reach for it.
Someday he'll make it. He'll be just like Spat.
You know,
spam that, like a champ.
That's just so heartwarming. You kind of want to root for the junior mailbag spammer.
He's going to be a full-time mailbag spammer someday. He'll be a professional. He'll be sending people penis ads and everything.
I'm giving the mailbag of the update award to junior mailbag spammer.
Which, in turn, because it was me.
Yeah, I figured. Okay. This reply is from Saber in Blue.
What happened to Saber in Red?
I don't know. He was raped or something.
Oh, well, it happens.
Here we go. He says, 24, The Daily Show, The Colbert Report, Avatar, The Last Airbender, House, Monk, Everyone Loves Raymond, Friends, fuck you, Friends is fun shit. Seinfeld, Comedy Central Presents, and that late night Friday Live at New York stand-up thing where each dude gets like 10 minutes or whatever. Also, Spets replies are almost never clever or funny or anything, but they do make mailbag longer. And mailbag is usually the most entertaining part of the podcast, no matter how lame the replies are. Why exactly that is, I don't know.
You know what's fun and entertaining and makes things longer?
Your penis?
That originally started out as a joke, making fun of him watching too much TV, but then I heard makes it longer, and I was like, well, time for a penis.
Hey, I read your mind, man. We're pretty much alike, only I'm shorter and have more hair.
It's true.
All right, and the final reply. Let's go here. Oh, wait.
Mailbag's over already?
Yeah, we have one more reply. That's right. From David. Okay, we have only one spatulator reply this time.
Wow.
From David. He gives a quote about me telling everyone online to reply to mailbag just now.
Yeah, I saw him. Oh, I just sent a reply.
Okay, so he says, I sort of like television shows about crime and drama. I enjoyed the 1980 series Miami Vice, which was a good cop show. Spatulator. I am sure who that guy is, but I bet he's really cool and posts some good posts on the forum.
What?
You're wrong then, David.
Ho, 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 ho.
Apparently he got mixed up with a decent poster. It happens all the time, man.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking of Krem or something.
Krem doesn't post.
Krem posts every once in a while.
That's true. When he's not dead or being killed by hateful YouTubers. YouTubers.
Okay, so that's the end of Mailbag. What are your final thoughts on Mailbag?
My final thoughts is I hope Junior Mailbag Spammer becomes a big major opposite of Junior Mailbag Spammer someday.
Senior?
I'm rooting for him. Senior, that's it. That's what it is.
LOL English.
LOL English. I know English.
Maybe you know that word in French or something. What's the opposite of junior in French?
I don't know. I don't know any French.
Aren't you legally supposed to know some French?
I know we had French classes in school.
Did you just sleep through them?
It was school, Rick. Of course I slept through it.
How did you pass the class?
Same way I passed every class. It just happened.
You sleep with the teacher.
Exactly. When I say sleep through the classes.
Oh, I get it. Puns. Oh. Skull joke.
Yo, skull joke. Are we talking about One Piece now?
One penis.
Because boy like Kuma, he has one penis.
Nah, well, man, he has like five penises. They all sprout in Shigen people.
I like how he apparently literally has bear powers.
I never knew that bear powers could make people teleport.
Bear powers are mysterious things that cannot be understood by those who do not have bear powers.
Normal man is not meant to understand bear powers.
It's true.
Okay, we're rounding up on 25 minutes. Ben, give me your thoughts for your part of podcast.
Bear power. And MSN means, hey, so I'm just going to reply with bear powers and we'll see what he says.
Hopefully we can actually make you out in the mailbag portion.
Okay, bear power. What's she going to say back? What was some random person going to say in reply? Oh, that wasn't funny or creative at all.
Nope, you failed.
Said, well, She said lol, and then there was a slash after it for no reason at all. She failed at being funny.
Failure.
She said some random person just called my phone, and I don't know who it was. The official story is that that was you insulting her for not being funny.
Ooh, awesome. Okay, well, that will be the end of this part of the podcast, where we are joined by Ben Stutters Heyman. Do you have any final things you wish to communicate to the New Year Possers in the future? Okay. Well, then, for Ben Heyman 56, this is King Rick 56 saying, see you next part of the podcast. Stop farting on your DS, please. Fun times.